talking with Vandals baseball coach Nick Casey. And coach, kind of talk about the week so far. Went 1-1 so far this week.
Yeah, I felt like that we played one really solid baseball game. And the second game, we didn't hit good enough to win the game, but we didn't give ourselves a chance on defense with too many miscues. And I don't think we're strong enough offensively this year to overcome that kind of defensive effort, and the fact that we just gave them too many outs, and it's tough to it's tough to overcome when you don't have a really strong offense to score runs to beat that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and kind of going back to the Tuesday game, that was kind of the way offensively you guys have got to be this year. When you got the opportunities, you cashed in that day, and that's what you got to do.
Yeah, we really only have, right now, we really only got one player, Connor DePue, that's, got a lot of pop. I mean, he can go to the gap and consistently and hit doubles. Chase Kerlock can do the same thing, but he's not as consistent as Connor is. And the rest of our guys are, we stress to be contact hitters, move the ball, you know, and put the ball in play. And against Hillsborough, we did that. We didn't do that so good against Greenville, but part of that was their pitchers were pretty good. But we did move the ball, and we did have some chances against them, but we just didn't capitalize, and sometimes that's the way it's going to go with this type of team.
And, Coach, this is going to be a little bit of an old school team a little bit, because your pitchers, you got some solid guys, but they're not going to strike out a ton of guys. You're going to have to catch the ball.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's what we've stressed since the beginning of practice is we're going to have to be really solid on defense, make all the routine plays, and keep ourselves a chance to win the game rather than, give them extra outs. And, you can get by with getting extra outs if you've got a guy on the mound that can strike out too, but if you don't, you've got to take every out that they give you and capitalize on it to keep yourself in the game.
Coach, that's the thing about early baseball, too. You played two games the first 2 days last week, and then you were off for a little bit. And it's a little tough this early on to kind of get your timing at the plate, isn't it?
Yeah. Getting the rhythm. Offense seems to be a lot of rhythm. And when you start getting on a good playing streak and get on a roll, you can stay on a roll. But at the same time, if you're not on a roll, there's not a lot of batting practice and times to get yourself back on a roll. So hopefully once we get through, I don't know if we're going to play today or not, but then we're kind of off a week, and then we start the April where we play a lot of games. And if you get on a roll, then you can stay on a roll, that's for sure. So that's what we're hoping.
That's what's crazy about the spring season, because some years, and I was just thinking this morning, as I was adding on the stories this morning, it's like there's some years you don't play a game till April 1st. And then, so that's the crazy part about it, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we were talking the other day that our best weather we've had so far was the first 2 weeks of practice where there was no game. We could have played every day the first 2 weeks, and then it starts getting cold and damp. But, I mean, it's something that you prepare for because you know how it's going to be. Because if you played in Illinois long enough, you know that's going to be with the weather. And then just like today, I don't know if we're going to get it in or not, but the weather doesn't look like it's going to allow us to.
And this Saturday last year is about, what, 35 degrees when we went down to Kenmundy?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think there was frost on the ground when we took the field.
I think there was, too. So yeah, you never know this time of year. And it is good, though, to get games in now, because when you get them in now, you're not trying to make them up in April and May when you're playing five and six times in a week, too.
Yes, absolutely. And one good thing about getting the games in now, you kind of get kids that you think are going to be your starting pitchers, you get them starts and kind of see where you're at with them and build up their arms a little bit so that they're able to be stretched out a little bit when it comes to April and it's a little bit warmer. So having the games early is a benefit to both offense and defense.
And that was something even this week with the games you played, you still had guys pitching that hadn't gotten on the mound yet.
Yeah, that's correct, and that's one of the reasons why I think that Greenville and both of us wanted to get that game in. We ended up playing at Greenville College is because, you know, we wanted to get the guys a start, get the, you know, game experience, and get them on the mound, because, you know, once you get into April, you've got to be able to make decisions and set up rotations to be able to go, and that helps when you get these games in.
And I know defensively you pretty much know what you want to do, but I know you're still kind of settling on some positions, aren't you?
Yes, we're still trying to figure out where we're at on that, and a lot of that is based on who's pitching, because we've got a lot of, you know, defensive players that are our pitchers too. So whoever pitches determines who's playing where and what position is going to go. So that helps on that aspect too, on how we're going to position ourselves defensively based on who's on the mound.
And you still are basically a young team. And, you know, thinking about this on Tuesday, you started a freshman at second base, and he looked pretty good. He's got some pretty good baseball instincts to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's his strength at this particular time. He's small. He's not physically mature, but he understands the game. So hopefully that gives him an upper hand to overcome his size at this particular time, that he can position himself and know what's going on. But yeah, he has got a really good baseball head on him.
You've got several of those guys, and you know, I was thinking about that with Jones, we're talking about, and Jack Lewis and Andrew. You got a lot of guys that got some good baseball sense about them. They know the game pretty well. That helps a lot.
Yes, it does, especially when those are the guys you're going to be moving around. You know, Drew Jones could play second base, and he also could catch. So, you know, and Andrew, he's going to be on the mound a little bit. He can play third. He's going to catch, I think, for when Chase Kerlock pitches. He's going to play first when Brady pitches. You know, Jack's going to be moving around from second to short to third to pitch. So, yeah, we've got several kids that's got that flexibility that we can move them around.
And that's the thing with the pitch count. You got to have as many arms as possible. And you do have a lot of guys that can take them out.
Yes, the, as far as where I've been and since I've been coaching, this is the deepest quote-unquote pitching staff that we've had, as far as people that we, you know, can go into every game knowing we've got someone lined up that has started games and, you know, gives us a chance, where in the past we've looked around and looked at the pitch chart depth and say, well, I don't know who we're going to go today, and we just kind of talk it over and then try to piece together a Saturday game with people that don't have much experience. So, yeah, that's gonna be a first for us, I think.
It's one thing's a bullpen by committee, but when you got the whole game by committee, it's pretty tough.
And we've had that several times. You've probably seen that.
A few times. Just, hey, whoever's up next, they got 30 pitches in them, they're going to go. So.
Yeah, that's the way it's been the last couple of years.
Well, Coach, like you said, you're supposed to go to Breeze today, play Modern Day and South Central. That's a little bit in jeopardy, but that's a nice little round robin. You know you're going to face two really good teams when you do have that one.
Yes, that's one of those ones that we rotate around between the three schools. And, yeah, it's quality competition early. And it kind of gives you another chance to find out where you're at offensively, because you're probably going to pay some decent arms. And then, you know, to stay focused enough for two games, it's good for the mental side of it to stay in the game and try to compete. And, you know, it just benefits you later on down the line.
Those round robins, those three-team round robins on Saturdays, it's a long day, but it's a good day, because you do get in a couple of games, usually against pretty good teams, and it can be a nice day, you know, for overall to get some innings in for everybody too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a couple of those later on in the year, and they seem to be more enjoyable because the weather's better.
Yes.
I remember the last time we went to Breeze, there was the town got its name correctly because there was a gale force wind all day that day, and it was cold. And then last year it was cold. So yeah, the competition is great. So it makes you really have to concentrate for two games when you got to fight the the wind or the cold, and it's good mentally for the teams, I think.
I think the coldest day I can ever remember on baseball was we had one of the round robins used to be against Brownstown, St. Elmo, and Oakville. And we had the opening game against Brownstown, and it was that was about as cold as I can ever remember it being for a baseball game. So the sun was out, though.
The only thing about that day that was good, the sun was shining, but boy, it was cold. You are correct. It was cold.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us this morning, and we'll talk more coming up.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Coach.